Hello, good afternoon. This is Elisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Yes, you just gave me a call.
This is Montgomery, Washington.
Yes, it is.
Hello, this is Elisa, and the reason of my call is because we have been trying to contact Jason, but we have no answer from the last time that we spoke with him on February 27th. So he does not clock in and clock out, so we wanted to know if you were receiving services.
Oh yeah, he's been here. He's been here. He's been helping out a great deal. I haven't been able to, I've been answering my phone calls, but as you can see, I've had work done on my mouth, and so it's hard for me to talk, so I've been letting him, take care of, anything that's been over the phone or anything. I missed a message, so he's been missing a message from me, huh?
Yes, I have been trying to contact him. I was informed from upper management that if he doesn't clock in and clock out, he can be removed from the case. So I wanted to know if why he was not able to clock in and clock out.
Okay, well, I'm going to call him right now and let him know that you've been trying to reach him. And anything else I should tell him?
No,
'Cause he should be here by 5 o'clock. He should be here. He should be here about 20 minutes anyway.
Yes, I tried to call him and he did not answer, sent text message and does not answer either. So please also that he has to contact to one of our coordinators from OPEX management because if not he can be removed from the case. Okay, so
Okay,
just let
all
him
right.
know that contact me to this phone number first.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm most certainly will. Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem.
Bye-bye.